They're very large seas.
How does this affect how you see on top of the water?
Okay, the larger the ski, the bigger the area here, the more water gets deflected, and the more water deflected, the larger the force upwards.
Okay, so how about this one here?
Okay, that's a smaller ski. It's shorter and narrower, so it doesn't deflect water as much. So you have to be going faster to get the same upward force.
All right, and these tiny ones, you definitely need to move pretty fast.
Even faster, that's right.
Now, Andrew's barefoot. Can you ski barefoot?
You can ski barefoot if you're going really fast. The same principle. The smaller the area, the faster you have to go.
With regular skis, you need to go about 15 to 20 miles per hour. But barefooters have to go more than 30 miles per hour in order to stay up.
How about those huge pyramids? How do they stay on top of the water with all that weight?
That's right. They have extra weight, so they need to generate extra force. And these are pyramid skis. You can see that they're bigger. And because they have more area, they can deflect more water and generate the force you need to stay up.
So,